Hello, this is Dr. Charles Roberts speaking to you again. This is a midweek Bible study. Actually, it's an end-of-the-week Bible study. In light of the things that have been going on in our society in recent weeks, I wanted to speak to you on the subject of God's law or chaos. We've certainly seen plenty of chaos in our society, starting with the plandemic and then evolving into the riots and other things that show that our society appears to be in rapid decay and decline. And this is no accident. I want to begin by sharing with you Proverbs 29, verse 18, a well-known proverb. In the English Standard Version, it reads, "Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law." Let me give you a more free-handed translation. I think it gets the meaning across even better. When people do not accept divine guidance, that's what prophetic vision is, it's divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law is blessed or joyful. And specifically, it has reference there to God's law, God's guidance, God's teachings. So, in this text of Proverbs 29:18, the stability, the order, and prosperity of a society are tied to this issue of divine guidance, divine law as revealed in Scripture in this case. That's what it has in view. So this text lays before us alternatives, two antithetical positions, God's words of peace or humanity's words of anarchy, God's law or chaos, as I said at the very beginning. Now you notice the proverb begins with, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." That's the Old King James version of it. And this word translated in most all translations as vision, it refers to a communication, a receiving of divine revelation, God speaking to the world. Most often in the Old Testament, it was through his prophets. In these last days, as we read in Hebrews, he has spoken to us through his Son, and that word has been inscripturated, divinely set down for us by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in the Bible. So this refers to the Word of God as revealed to his people, and that is clearly connected with the second part of the proverb, which let's look at it again for just a moment, in the New American Standard, "But happy is he who keeps the law. Whoever obeys the law is joyful. Blessed are those who follow God's teaching." So there's this connection, clear connection, between the blessing of receiving the guidance of God and his law and the throwing off of that restraint, the denial of the authority of that word. So the idea of the vision, the divine revelation, and the law are synonyms. They go together. I've mentioned this before in other teachings. I share it again now. If you go through Scripture and you just write down every time, or just look up in a computer concordance type thing, of course, write down the words law, word, teaching, guidance, commandments, all these terms, law, word, scripture, guidance, and several others, they all equal essentially the same thing in terms of Holy Scripture. Where there is no word from God, the people will perish. But when the law is known and obeyed, the people are blessed. They are successful. Now, the term used here for perish in the Hebrew indicates what happens to those who are devoid of this word. And we find the same term used in several places in Scripture, but notably in 2 Chronicles 28:19, where King Ahaz has caused the people to transgress against Yahweh, the Lord, by directing them to worship a false god, the god Baal. And the worship of that god, as in the case of many pagan gods, involved people in very immoral, evil practices, too despicable to even mention them. If you're interested, look it up. Do a Google search. So, in this first part of Proverbs 29:18, it teaches us that when a people, a culture, a society, a community are without the law word of God, either because they deny it, they're not interested in it, or they've never received it, the people become unbridled. And they're going to give free expression to their most evil desires. In other words, they become lawless. There's anarchy and total destruction. Does that sound familiar in this time? God's law is designed to restrain the sinfulness of human beings so that we don't end up destroying ourselves and everything around us. Let me quote from you something someone wrote. This is a man writing in the Chalcedon Report some years ago, William Einwechter. Reverend Einwechter is a pastor, and he wrote in this article, now get this now, this was written in 1998, a long time ago by today's standards, and he said this, and I quote him, where there is no, quote, vision, unquote, to guide and restrain the people, the culture in which they live is characterized by the expression of the unbridled sinful passions of men. It is a culture, now notice this, what he says, and see if it sounds like what you're living through today. It is a culture distinguished by violence, sexual promiscuity and perversion, abandonment of responsibility, drunkenness, strife, loss of liberty, and lawlessness, end of quote. You would think that Reverend Einwechter had just got finished watching the local news in 2020. So a society that has no guidance from God is a society that's falling apart. Now, that doesn't mean there are no laws. You know, our culture is characterized by an abundance of laws. You know, the legal code of most states when they were founded, especially if it's the original 13 states, would probably occupy not much more than 10 or 12 pages. Now they fill 6 or 7 volumes, each 8 inches thick. So there's a multiplication of laws, but they're man's laws. They're humanistic law. They're not based on transcendent, authoritarian, self-authenticating law, which is what we have from God in Scripture. But so the laws that are being promoted today are promoting unrighteousness. And to promote unrighteousness, that means you promote lawlessness. We see this taking place, say, for example, as I speak, in New York City today, where a man was recently arrested for smashing the head of a police captain in broad daylight, caught on film, and he was immediately set free. He was arrested and then told, no worries, go home. The reason for that is that's the law in New York City now because of an evil mayor and an evil complicit city council. So the contrast to a people who are just going out of their minds because they have no restraint are a happy and blessed people who have God's law and keep that law. Now, when you search Scripture, you find that where there is no vision from God, to use the language, where there is no guidance from God, that in many cases is a result of God's judgment upon his people. In Isaiah 29 and Amos chapter 8, the people of Israel are being judged because of their turning away from God and following the teachings of men and false religions. And so God turns them loose. Where there's no revelation from God, people would rather listen to false teachers, false prophets. You know, whether it be the Oprah Winfreys and the New Age nonsense or the Joel Osteens, which is equally New Age nonsense dressed up as, you know, Christian teaching. So people without God's word, they're not victims. They're rebels. Rebels will pay the price by the authority. So we learn here in these verses that there are two kinds of cultures, two kinds of societies. One has no guidance from God or has its own version of guidance, which is not godly. But one has the true guidance of God, where it is known and obeyed. And as Proverbs chapter 8 tells us, those who reject God's wisdom are in love with death. All they that hate me love death, Proverbs 8. So there is the culture of death, where the people have thrown off all the restraint, and they want to be governed by their passions. And the governing of those passions is enshrined in the state. The state is the ultimate authority. You know, if man is considered the greatest point of authority, well, then the state and all of its agencies is the ultimate expression of man, according to humanistic philosophy. Dr. R.J. Rushdoony, some years ago, in his lectures on the theology of the state, he said this, listen carefully, and I quote, "Christians have been too long silent about the new incarnation that humanity worships, the state." He said, "We will either lift up Jesus as Lord of all, including the state, or the state will rule over us and destroy us. Our freedoms depend on having a Christian theology of the state." And as I end of quote, and as I say these words, the state of California has officially banned Christian churches from meeting on the premise of a nasty epidemic that is just a terribly bad version of the flu and fatal to older people who have immune-compromised systems. In other words, it is a draconian, overstepping the boundaries action of the state, banning Christians from the free worship of God. And nobody seems to care except the Christians that are involved, and many of them don't seem to know the answer to the solution is what we find in Proverbs 29:18. But there is happily a culture where there is life and people are governed by the word of God. And this is the society that's in contrast characterized by the one there where there's lawlessness and chaos. This is a society characterized by law and godly order. And within the living memory of some of you who are hearing these words, the United States was known at one time as a people who, not in every case, and you know, there were ups and downs, but generally people who governed themselves according to the word of God. Many of us can remember a time in the 1940s or 50s where if you lived in a neighborhood where the majority of people were Christian, not that they were perfect, but you could walk out of your house with all the doors unlocked and be pretty much assured nobody was going to break into your house. You could trust your neighbors to obey the word of God. You shall not steal. There was unprecedented liberty and prosperity in America, but that's no longer the case. Today, when we think about these United States, we think about a society in chaos, violence, sexual confusion, societal breakdown. We have cast off the restraints of God's law, and so, as I said a moment ago, we have multiplied other kinds of laws that legalize the killing of the unborn, that condone all types of sexual perversion and confusion, so-called alternative lifestyles, and violence is glorified at every turn. Violence in entertainment, violence in art, violence in everyday life. We've become a culture that seeks its vision and its guidance from the state and its agencies. And none of that has any regard to God and His law. So, this is largely due to the failure of Christian churches, and I'll speak specifically of these United States. And in many cases, many churches simply have no vision. There is no vision, and that means specifically they have no regard for the law word of God. They become apostate. They deny the very foundations of the Christian faith. But on the other hand, there may be churches that have, like Reformed churches, of which I'm a part, who have confessions of faith that are very orthodox. But the preaching and the teaching of these churches is all pietistic. It's all about getting saved. You know, what do you do when you tell people to believe on Jesus Christ and they trust Him as their Lord and Savior, but then they have no other guidance? Who are they going to turn to regarding issues of family life, education, politics, diet, art, culture, all these things? They're led to believe that the Bible has nothing to say about these things. The preaching is all about the inner spiritual life, or it denies the authority of God's law altogether. These are all pretty negative things, but that's the times we're living in as I record this. But, praise the Lord, Proverbs 29:18 also gives us the solution to this crisis. There is hope. Repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ and a return to obedience to God's standards of righteousness and justice and law. These are given to us in Holy Scripture. You will inevitably obey some law. The question is it a law of life from God, or a law of death that comes from faithless, godless humanity, such as you're seeing now? If a people are going to be blessed, they must love the Lord and walk in obedience to His word. That's how you demonstrate love to God. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." The well-being of any people, of any culture, depends on that kind of obedience. So to go back to the very beginning, and I'll conclude with these words, the choice is clear: God's law or chaos. Thank you for your time today. Until we meet together again around God's word, this is Dr. Roberts, pastor of Reedy River Bible Presbyterian Church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Goodbye.